Most restaurants in the United States offer their customers a glass of tap water at no charge with their meal. But this week, many restaurants are asking diners to pay a dollar or more for a glass of water. Placards on their tables explain that that small amount helps bring clean water to children around the world. It's called the UNICEF Tap Project. The Tap Project has a simple goal.
The UNICEF Tap Project is really all about bringing attention to the fact that over 900 million people around the globe do not have access to good, clean, healthy drinking water.
Carol Stern, who heads the U.S. Fund for UNICEF, says waterborne illness is the second highest cause of preventable childhood death in the world.
Each and every day, approximately 4,100 children die just because they don't have that access. 4,100 every single day.
Stern says the public service campaign encourages people to help change that statistic with a simple, affordable action, paying a dollar to get a glass of tap water at a restaurant.
$1 buys enough good, clean water for a child for 40 days.
The Tap Project has expanded since it began 5 years ago with 300 restaurants in New York City. This year, Stern says, about 3,000 restaurants all across the country are taking part in the campaign.
We've raised about $2.5 million over the 5 years of this campaign. Last year, we raised over $1 million for the first time, and this year, we're hoping to top that.
Carol Stern credits the continued success of the campaign to an army of volunteers who support the TAP Project and run fundraisers in their communities.
In some communities, they are just going out to the restaurants, making sure people support those restaurants. I've got a young girl who called me a couple weeks ago who got involved, went to see her school principal. She's a middle schooler. They have their entire school involved in what we call a water walk. The kids are going to carry a gallon of water all day. For every hour they carry it, they've got someone sponsoring that hour, and they're collecting and raising money that way.
For the first time, the U.S. Fund for UNICEF is also running a sweepstakes called Celebrity Tap.
We have UNICEF Ambassador Selena Gomez, along with Adrian Grenier, Dwight Howard from the NBA, singer Rihanna, country singer Taylor Swift, comedian Robin Williams. Each of them has filled a bottle with their own tap water from home, and you can enter the sweepstakes to win one of those bottles.
All the money raised by the Tap Project funds UNICEF's much-needed drinking water and sanitation projects around the world.
In some cases, we are tanking water in. In some, we're digging a well or a borehole. In others, we're purifying a water source that's already there. And even more, we're educating people about what they need to know in order to assure that the water they're drinking is good, clean, healthy, safe water. 157 countries around the globe. In particular, this year, we're looking at Togo, the Central African Republic, and Vietnam.
Providing clean drinking water, Stern says, is the first step towards creating a better life for people in these countries.
You know, oftentimes when there's not enough water, it not only has health implications, it has other life implications because the family will keep children home from school because someone has to walk the several hours to the river to get water to sustain life. So water not only improves health, it improves the opportunity for children to interrupt that cycle of poverty.
The UNICEF Tap Project is promoting its efforts with a simple motto: when you take water, give water. Carol Stern says she hopes that by participating in the project, more Americans will realize that what they often take for granted is a precious and scarce resource in many other parts of the world. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.